USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Coronavirus continues to dominate the news. Health Secretary Alex Azar currently facing more heat over the growing threat from the virus in the United States. At a House hearing, Democrats are slamming the Trump administration for budget cuts it made in U.S. global health programs, including at the CDC. President Trump is planning to address the nation today at 6 p.m. Eastern about the coronavirus outbreak. That as CDC experts do say that a larger coronavirus outbreak in the United States appears to be inevitable. The principal deputy director of the CDC, Dr. Ann Shucott, says certain people are more at risk of dying of the virus.
Primarily the elderly and people with chronic conditions like diabetes or heart disease.
The administration's asking Congress for $2.5 billion in emergency funding to combat the crisis. And this is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allyn Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC, paid for and responsible for the content of this message, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. rootwall.com.
The Democratic presidential hopefuls looking next to the South Carolina primary this Saturday, followed, of course, by Super Tuesday, and a number of endorsements are coming out. Elizabeth Warren getting the endorsement of the Boston Globe, which cites her leadership qualifications and tenacity to defend democracy. The primary election in Massachusetts is next Tuesday. South Carolina Congressman Jim Clyburn endorsing former Vice President Joe Biden, making the announcement this morning. He says Biden is the best candidate to make the greatness of this country accessible and affordable to all. Former New York City Mayor David Dinkins is backing Michael Bloomberg. And just recently, the San Diego Union-Tribune endorsed former South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg. After several days of plunges on Wall Street because of coronavirus concerns, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was up about 350 points in early trading today. And this is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
The ACLU filing a number of lawsuits in Texas. The issue is abortion. With more on that story, here's USA Radio's John Hunt.
The American Civil Liberties Union filed a lawsuit against seven Texas towns that have passed local laws banning abortion. The town's ordinances ban some kinds of reproductive health offerings like birth control and emergency contraception, though none of the towns have clinics that provide abortions. In its filing, the ACLU claims the ordinance violate the Constitution and mislead residents as to whether individuals can in fact exercise their rights. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Mortgage applications are up, rising last week before Monday's big drop in interest rates. The Mortgage Bankers Association reporting today that overall applications rose by 1.5% last week. Applications for loans to buy homes up 6%. Applications to refinance existing mortgages, well, they fell by 1%. Refis are likely to surge, though, this week after the national average interest rate for a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage fell to 3.34% on Monday. Five-time tennis Grand Slam champion Maria Sharapova is retiring. The 32-year-old saying she will miss the sport and everything that comes with it. Sharapova completed the career Grand Slam with wins at Wimbledon, the U.S. Open, Australian Open, and two wins at the French Open. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.